Okay, so full disclosure, Mike, I've wanted you on my show for a while. It just clicked with me that for anybody who has, I think, read the papers in the last year, you probably know Mike Squires because he was the guy who decided, I'm going to clean up the outside of the Macy's portion of the mall in Stamford, right? That's kind of what you kind of became a local legend, honestly, because of that.
I mean, you said it, not me.
I mean, it's true. And I wanted him to come on my show, but then you were so flooded with media inquiries and everything. And I'm like, I'll get to him when I get to him. Then I find out that you're super connected to PJ Kennedy.
Yes.
Who is Hey Stamford. And I'm like, this guy, you know what? And so I think it's so fitting that we have the diner tour here in Stamford, Elm Street Diner. And this is our first time doing a radio show together.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
Of course. I mean, let's talk about, first of all, we do have to talk about Macy's, even though that was eons ago.
Well, you know what? Not to interrupt you.
Do it.
We did it 1 year ago today. Today was the day that we
Stop
finished
it.
Yeah.
Wait, you totally buried the lead. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
did we?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're having an anniversary show, you guys. That's incredible. Why did you even want to do that project? When I tell you, you became a local legend, I'm saying it because it's true. You were everywhere because you wanted to do something simple but made a big impact. Why did you even want to?
So a lot of people don't know this, but I have a music studio that's in the back of the Stamford Town Center. So I would walk by this building every day and I would just be like, why is nobody doing anything about this? It's so dirty. And, you know, I have a lot of guests that come to my studio and it's kind of embarrassing for people to come in because it's dirty. So I always would joke with PJ. I'd be like, you know, I'm going to get that Macy's building cleaned. And that started in January of last year. And then, you know, come around April, I was like, you know what? Let me just post a video and let's see what happens. And obviously, it did what it did.
I mean, and you, that was such an effort. How long did it take you to finally do the clean? I mean, you see, anybody who knows this man has seen the videos of the cleanings and everything. I mean, how long did that whole thing take to finally get accomplished?
Yeah, so from when I posted the video and realized that I had to do it because of everyone.
You're like, wait, now I have to.
I have to do it. So when it got done, it was only a month.
Wow. That's amazing. I love this. I love when the universe just makes it happen. And that's amazing. How is it doing?
It's funny because I'll drive by and I'll look at it and I'll be like, all right, it's still holding up. It's looking good. When it rains, though, you could see like it's almost like a memory burn of like where it used to be. But for now, it's holding up. And from my understanding, you know, I spoke to the mall and they said that, you know, going forward that it looks like it's going to be handled.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we made a change, I believe.
Right? I mean, how does that even feel to, first of all, in the era where, man, you could post something on social media and blow up minutes later, which is what kind of happened with you, which I think is cool, because then the community outreach was insane. The media impressions were insane for good reason. But again, it's all for good going back to your community. What is that like to know it was a simple post and what it turned into?
Oh, yeah. It obviously flipped my perspective on a lot of things because, you know, prior to the Macy's cleaning, you know, I always saw myself, and I still am a creative and a music producer, but I always thought like that was like my end goal. But after Macy's, I realized that I can make a positive impact in a lot of people's lives. So, you know, it feels good going down that path. And, you know, thankfully we've been able to continue doing other projects as well. And I don't plan on stopping.
Good. I was just going to ask you, what other projects have you been working on, or what's next for Mike Squires?
I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, yeah, you do. It's the reporter in me. Can't help it.
Yeah. So, you know, I announce it later today, but I partnered with a bigger company in Stamford to do something very, very nice next week. I can't say it quite yet.
You and PJ, what is with you guys? How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
Are you kidding me?
I will say I inquired. I asked. I said I was going. Yeah, I was like, hey, I'm going on the radio this morning. Could I talk about it there? And they were like, because I give a presentation later today. So they were like, we would love for you to do it for the first time there. So our team learns. Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll respect your wishes.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you, though, you and PJ, you guys are like two peas in a pod with your announcements are coming. But definitely just tell me what happens this afternoon. And then I'll update people tomorrow morning on the show.
Yeah,
that's what I could do. I could do that for you, Mike.
Thank you.
You're worth it. That's really neat, though. How has that process been? I mean, in the last year, you watch what happened, obviously, with Macy's. Now you're doing so much more advocacy work to the point that you are, it sounds like, partnering with a huge entity locally to make a big impact. I mean, did you envision that happening?
No. You know, like, it's funny. I'll joke about it all the time because, Yeah, I never expected a 20-second video that I shot on a whim to have not only a domino effect in my life, but the domino effect in other people's lives. So I'm just really grateful. I don't know if you've seen this. The craziest thing that's happened from it is that all of the students in Stanford know who I am. And to me, that has been the coolest part of it. And I actually view that as a huge, huge responsibility, you know, because I feel like I've become a role model to a lot of the youth. So, you know, I'm just trying to show up and be my best.
So I have noticed that. In fact, it was going to be one of the things I wanted to end on, which is what would be your message to youth, especially because they are tech savvy, they are online, and they could either make a positive impact or, you know, we do live in the era where unfortunately there is online bullying, there is a lot of bad messaging on social media. What would you say to them to go more the positive route and to kind of focus on that algorithm, if you will?
Yeah, I think don't fear to be unconditionally yourself. Just be who you are all the way and take the leap. Take those risks. You know, don't hold back, because if you hold back, you might not live the life that you really, truly want to. So, you know, you really got to believe in yourself before the world does and make it happen. So you just got to keep going.
I love that. Yeah. I always say be unapologetically authentic to yourself. It's a lot of big words, but I promise you it means something.
No,
it
does.
Unapologetically authentic, because you are you, and that's your best product you can put forward, and just have a good heart about it. I think that's awesome. And you've done that, Mike, which is really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's really neat. And you better tell me what's happening this afternoon.
I will.
Do you promise?
I promise. Pinky
promise.
You'll text me? Pinky promise.
Okay. Pinky promise right now. Yes, we're getting that on film as well. I want to thank you so much for taking a risk, posting something, seeing the domino effect, acting on it, and then not even stopping there, but continuing your advocacy work. I can't wait to continue following your journey.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Of course. Absolutely. Mike Squires again. And where can people follow you? Duh. I should ask that
at the end of this.
Yeah.
At Mike Squires on everything.
Okay.
Instagram, TikTok. Oh, you should subscribe to me on YouTube. We have a big, big YouTube push coming.
Okay. And spell your last name for people, because I know that's going to...
Good call.
Yep.
Squires, Squires.
Perfect. Mike, I want to thank you for what you do and for being part of the diner tour. Thank you so much.
Oh, this is amazing. Thank you for having me.
Right?
I just had a great donut right before I got on.
Listen, they are good at that. Elm Street, they're really good at a lot of stuff. Their donuts, prime stuff. So I'm glad you got to enjoy it. And thank you for being part of the diner tour. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And we want to thank you at home for listening to Stop Number 5 Elm Street Diner here in Stamford for the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. That wraps up today's episode, which I'm really excited. Episode? Do I even call it that? Show. There it is. Show. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yes. I was talking podcast for a second there. PJ again. I tell you, Mike, you and PJ.
Sorry.
Run for my money. No, I'm not sorry. I love that you're in my life. I'm blessed you're in my life. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Stop Number 5. Next week is Stop Number 6. We're going to Stratford. Blue Sky Diner is next Thursday here on WICC. I'll be back for my regular show tomorrow morning, though, starting at 5. You're listening to WICC.